We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Former NFL quarterback, including many of those years with the Kansas City Chiefs, the Browns' opponent this week. He'll be on the call of the game, Browns-Chiefs, 3:05 on Westwood 1. Trent Green with the Bull and the Fox. Trent, how are you? Thanks for joining us.
Hey, I'm doing well. It's an exciting weekend. You know, you get down to the final eight, and it's always a lot of fun. So I'm really looking forward to it, especially when you consider, you know, all of us, a few months back, we weren't sure if they were even going to have a season. And then the way things started off, they had a couple games delayed or moved around. It was, okay, are we really going to make this work? And, you know, here we are in the final eight, and we got the Super Bowl a couple weeks away. So it's been good that we've been able to pull it off, and I think we're having some really good football as well.
It's a great point, Trent. And in the AFC in particular, you know, it's really exciting. I think both. You know, I know the Chiefs are a big favorite in this game, and maybe I'm biased because I'm covering the Browns. But I think both games are toss ups, in my opinion. I think it's four excellent young quarterbacks. Obviously, Mahomes is the best, but you know, Baker Mayfield, Josh Allen, and Lamar Jackson all won their first playoff games last week. They're all 26 or younger. It's a pretty exciting time for these teams in the AFC, don't you think?
Oh, it is. Yeah, and I think that's what makes it so much fun. You know, I'm like a lot of people. I enjoy watching Aaron Rodgers. He's 37, and I think he'll be MVP at 37. He's put together an unbelievable season. And then in the other game with the Bucks and the Saints, you know, 43 years old against 42 years old. The fact that I played against both those guys means that they've been around a long time. So, that's very nostalgic when you start talking about those guys because they're all great players, and I think all three of them, you know, will be an easy, you know, first ballot Hall of Fame guys. So, but when you talk about these young guys, I think that's what excites a lot of people, and it's really bought in, a younger fan base and, you know, the excitement of the game in terms of, some of the college game trickling over to the NFL game. There was a big question about that several years ago, is if that was going to work. And I think all the guys that you mentioned have been productive with their legs, have been productive with their arms. And I think it's good for football. So it's that adds another level of excitement to it as well.
Trent, my partner says he kind of thinks this game is a toss-up. It's a 10-point spread. How do you see this game? I mean, do you think this game could be close? Do you think the Browns have a chance?
So that's of course, with a double-digit spread, everybody say, oh,
yeah,
you know, this is a lopsided game. I tell you what, if this game is close, I think the Browns can get it done. I think if they can keep this thing, you know, the Chiefs, the last seven games they've won were all by 6 points or less. So they've played a ton of close games, so they know how to win close games. But you know, when you have a team feeling as confident as the Browns are right now, and you can just tell it through their interviews, you can tell it kind of in their swagger, the way they talk about the game, they're not, you know, they don't have anything to lose. So when you have a team that comes in with no pressure on their shoulders, listen, you know, we finally got a winning season. We finally made the playoffs. We finally won a playoff game. You know, all these things are getting checked off the list, right? And I think when you play loose, you play fearless, and you just go after it, you really can play at a whole nother level. So when I say if it gets close, because now all of a sudden if it gets close in the fourth quarter, whose energy gets picked up? Cleveland's is going to get picked up. And whose energy is going to tighten up? That would be Kansas City, because here they are. They're a double-digit favorite, defending Super Bowl champions, you know, on down the list of all the guys that are all pro and pro bowlers. But – you know, all of a sudden you get tighter because you're like, oh, you know, now we got to get this done. And I know they've won seven in a row by less than a score, but I just think it changes the dynamic of the game. Now, I also think, you know, if Kansas City gets rolling and this offense is doing what it does and the Browns are giving up big plays, because I think that's the one area that's jumped out to me in my preparation is that the Browns defensively have given up a lot of big plays. When I'm talking big plays, right. So pass plays over 20 yards, runs over 10 yards. I want to say they're bottom five in like four or five different categories when it comes to that. And the Chiefs excel at that. If not, they may even be the number one in a number of those different categories because of the speed they possess at wide receiver and tight end. So if they can, if the Browns can keep the big plays out of the game and keep this thing close, I think as the game, I think things start to tighten up as it goes down. So I'm with you. I'm not going to be shocked if the Browns pull off the upset, but I'm also not going to be shocked, if the Chiefs put up a ton of points and just get rolling because, that's what they've done for a long time.
We're talking with former NFL quarterback Trent Green. Trent, Baker Mayfield has been a different quarterback the second half of the season. When you look at his play and how far he's progressed after last year struggling and even struggling earlier this season, what do you think's been the difference for him? I know he hasn't turned the ball over, but what do you think has led to that? Because he looks like a totally different guy right now.
Well, and he does, and I had the chance to talk to him a couple weeks back just because we had the Jets game, and I know the Jets game was a miserable game, and they lost that, and they were without their top four wide receivers, and, it was just, he had a couple lost fumbles in that game. That was just an ugly game, and it really wasn't indicative to the way, that he's played. But I had that conversation with him going into the game. I said, I wanted to give Kevin Stefanski a bunch of credit, and he deserves a ton of credit. I think he'll end up being coach of the year in a number of different polls, and rightfully so. But Baker was giving a lot of credit to Alex Van Pelt, and he said, understanding the timing of my footwork and getting the ball out of my hands, and Baker, if you remember the first, you guys see him on a weekly basis, but so much is about extending plays and the dynamic play and that. Well, I think this year he's doing a lot better job of getting the ball out on time, making those early reads, early throws, quick throws, and your production is going to go up, and the negative right. plays are going to go down. And so I think that's had a big part of it.
When you look at just Baker, his progression from year one to year three, like how much do you attribute Kevin Stefanski to his development this season?
Well, I think some of it is just the maturity part of it.
Yeah, I agree.
We just were talking about some of the other quarterbacks, young quarterbacks. I think when you look at Josh Allen and the jump that he's made, you look at the jump that Baker's made. Some of it's just maturity and learning the league and understanding and, okay, how does my game fit into what the NFL is doing and what we're trying to do as a team? And I think really some of that is, you label as maturity, you label as experience, however you want to put it in there. I think you have to give that a lot of credence for Baker.
We're talking with former NFL quarterback Trent Green. Trent, for Kansas City, they just announced today that Sammy Watkins was not going to play. And that also Clyde Edwards-Helaire did not practice today with no Watkins. And if Clyde Edwards-Helaire does not play, how big a deal is that?
Well, it is a big deal when you consider, what Sammy Watkins did in the playoffs a year ago. He hasn't had the big season numbers, since he's been in Kansas City that have jumped out because Tyreek Hill does that. Travis Kelce does that. I think that's, jumping to Clyde Edwards-Helaire, I think that's why you go out and you get a Le'Veon Bell, because the Le'Veon's success in the playoffs and what he's done, and if you look at some of the opportunities he's had, now he's also gotten nicked up a little bit, since he's been here with the limited amount of reps he's had. So look for Le'Veon to be a bigger factor with if Clyde Edwards-Helaire doesn't go. I think the fact that he didn't practice today says a lot. I know they didn't declare him out like they did Watkins, but it's going to take a lot for him to all of a sudden be active. And if he is active, how big of an impact can he have if he hasn't practiced in a while? So, Le'Veon would be the guy that's going to carry most of that. And Sammy Watkins, I think he is a really good piece to the puzzle. But I also think that they have a lot of other pieces to complement Travis Kelce and Tyreek Hill.
How do you stop Tyreek Hill? I mean, is there any way to kind of slow this guy down?
Well, I think that's the big challenge teams have, right? You can't double team Tyreek and double team Travis. You've got to pick one or the other. So if you look at the numbers that Travis has put up, the fact that he was second in the NFL in receiving, set an NFL record for most yards by a tight end, continues to just do great. Teams have said, okay, we're going to go ahead and let Kelce get his catches, get his yards, use the middle of the field. We just don't want to give up that big explosive play to Tyreek. So most teams have been double teaming Tyreek. That's why his numbers, I think, are around 1,200 yards, which is phenomenal season. And I want to say he has 15 touchdown catches on the year. But that's why he has 1,200 and Travis has over 1,400. Because I think teams have said, okay, we don't want to get in a foot race with him because he is so dynamic. So to answer your question, you know, that's the big challenge. Do you go cover two and try and keep everything in front and come up and tempt Patrick Mahomes to try and throw into double coverage and those kinds of things? You know, and if all of a sudden they're working the underneath stuff, well, then you got to start taking some chances and getting some pressure on him. So, you know, it's a fine line there. I tend to think that you don't give up the big play. Don't give up the big play. Make them earn it. Make them have the long drives. Make them work it. You know, and they've proven they've done that. I mean, they're 14-2, so they've proven they could do that because teams have done that to them. That's a tough one because you have such a good tight end and such a good wide receiver in Hill and Kelce. It makes it difficult for defenses.
Trent Green with us. Trent, you know, a lot of people have said to us this week they think the Browns need to run the ball a ton and eat the clock, and that's how they're going to win. And I don't know, maybe I'm nuts. I'm not a former player. I'm just a sports talk radio host. But I look at the Chiefs and I say they could score a ton of points so quick. I don't know that the clock – I don't know how much can you eat the clock. I mean, they're going to get the ball, and they could probably going to score quick. I think for the Browns, they've got to be balanced, and the entire offense has to be great. I don't think you could – because to beat the Chiefs, you're going to have to score at least mid-30s, maybe even 40s. I don't think you could do it even with the great Browns running game. I don't think they can be one-dimensional and win. Do you?
I think they do have to be multidimensional. I think the run game is important. I think they have to get the play action pass. If there is a weakness in the Chiefs defense, there's some secondary pieces that can be taken advantage of. If they want to commit to the run, I mean, the defense has had their issues, especially the last five games. So I know it's the playoffs and things turn up and emotions get going and, you know, guys get cranked up, whether it's Chris Jones or Frank Clark or Tyrann Mathieu or whoever it may be. But there are some opportunities for the Browns in the passing game to be able to take advantage of it. And when they do, they've got to hit them. They can't just, oh, hey, we overthrew that. Oh, we missed that one. We'll get back to it. When they've got the chance to strike, they've got to be able, you know, Baker's got to be consistent with his deep throws. The offensive line has to give him protection. You know, there's going to be some opportunities. It's just making sure you connect when those opportunities present themselves.
Again, Trent will be on the call this Sunday, 3:05 game time, Browns-Chiefs, for the right to play in the AFC Championship game against either the Ravens or Bills. Trent, we appreciate the time. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, I'm excited about it. I'm looking forward to the game on Sunday. Good luck, guys.
Going to be a lot of fun. Thanks. Trent Green, great to talk with him.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.